great bold fruit. The palate was rich, complex, and the finish was like sweet. It had this beautiful fermented tobacco. And
again, like sweet pipe tobacco.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Why are you guys hitting it on the mark today? Yeah, sweet pipe tobacco and long.
Just like a clock, I'm right twice a day. A broken clock, I'm right twice a day.
No, the broken clock with no hands is never right. So yeah, it depends on how it's broken.
You could be the broken clock on military time once a day, max.
Yeah, maybe.
Fair enough.
On your best day.
Fair enough.
Yeah, this one's definitely special. So we're going to be giving the Hall 1873 Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So let's go to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our next wine is the Hall Jack's Masterpiece Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. I don't know what the ABV is. Where's the bottle?
15.6.
15.6. Let me write that down there. ABV, Napa Valley, 98% Cabernet Sauvignon, 2% Merlot, aged for 26 months and 70% New French Oak. The color is impressively opaque, garnet with ruby edges. It is freaking beautiful on the nose. Do we have another segment after the commercial after this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, opaque's not the word, dude. White does not penetrate this.
That is okay.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Oh, my God. And it's such ripe fruit on this. And river stones and blackberries. And there's spice coming out from the barrel, which I'm picking up is light clove and cinnamon. And there's a little toasty note to it. Oh, God, I could just smell this wine forever. Mm. The mouthfeel. It's so rich. Mouth coating, dense.
Purdy mouth.
Yeah, that wine's got a pretty mouth. Dark berries. The graphite, which I was kind of getting on the nose. I don't know. We have to go to a commercial.
We'll be back.
Keep going, yeah.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, and I don't remember where I left off, except the palate. Concentrated. It's so rich. So mouth coating, but I keep going back to the nose. Oh my God, this is such a gorgeous, rich, sweet, and I mean the barrel. It's all there. It's all there. My God, it's taking my words away. There's a hint of graphite on the nose as well. But that concentrated palate just covers your mouth. There's a little herbal note. It's great fruit, great tannin. This wine could have 20, 30 years, well, maybe 20 more plus. It's just, I'm sorry, I was not talking to the mic. I'm just talking to my glass of wine instead of the microphone, so you hear me coming out. This wine could last in the cellar for years and years. I mean, maybe 20, maybe 30. I want this wine. I want this wine in my store. I want this wine in my mouth.
It in your life.
I want it in my life.
Yeah.
Justin, do you tell me how I'm wrong? What's going on?
No, I concur.
Yeah,
I concur. It's very good.
So, well, expand on that.
Yeah. You want to maybe use some words? I'm just saying.
I got some like beautiful fruits, like a hint of rum barrel on the nose. I got a mix of intense floral flavors with fruit, and the finish was unreal. I mean, you can make a better wine, but not that much better.
I dare you to make a better wine, and you know, and if you do, it's probably a heck of a lot more money.
No, they did a great job. This wine is under $200, I believe. It tastes like something that could be $500-$600. That's the thing.
Yeah. All day.
There's not a lot I can add to this. again, blackberries.
Yeah.
Dry stone. Just a hint of little bit of spice on the nose. But just so fruity and yummy and chewy and juicy.
It's absolutely bone dry. It's bone dry, but that nose fools you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And on the palate, it's just, I mean, it's dark. It's thick. Rich. It's rich. It's mouth coating. This one is absolutely lovely. There's some dusty minerality to it. A little bit of sage, a little bit of dried herb on the back palate. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, the finish on this thing is almost never ending.
We've got one more wine. Give it a rating, man.
This one's fantastic. And all I can say is thank you for sending it. And please send more in the next vintage. The folks at Hall have been a joy to work with. Yeah, so
21 was a great vintage for these guys.
Yeah, 21. Yeah, 21's been a good vintage for both of these wineries so far. So we're going to be giving the Hall Jack's Masterpiece Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
And that brings us up to our next wine, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
And I am so lucky to talk about this wine, Catherine Hall Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's 97% Cabernet, 3% Cab Franc, aged a luxurious 26 months in 70% New French Oak, using grapes from their legendary Charache vineyard. Go with that. As their base.
Sacrache.
Mm-hmm. Merci beaucoup. The Catherine Hall Cabernet Sauvignon is the pinnacle of Hall's blending efforts each year. The color is dark like Harm's heart.
No, this is darker than my heart.
You don't have a heart.
Yeah, I sold my soul a long time ago. So it's dark like my soul.
I can see that black hole in the center of your chest consuming all light and matter, but yeah.
So it's got intense fruit on it. Diatomaceous, rich earth, beautiful graphite.
Look at you with your SAT word.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Multisyllabic. Mm.
And beautiful dark chocolate on this one. The palate, it's just smooth. It just goes forever. It alternates flavors with fruit, minerality to it that I can't really put the words to. And the finish, you just wish it kept going on and on and on.
This is stunning. Absolutely stunning. I've had Catherine Hall before, again, from those same friends who were part of the wine club. And we had a dinner and they had some Catherine Hall. And they were very generous to share this with me. We do get it in the store for retail every now and then. But mostly this is restaurant wine. If you meet your allocations and if you meet your basic entry-level purchasing from these guys, from the supplier, you can sometimes get the Catherine Hall in the retail, and you'll save a lot of money getting the Catherine Hall at retail if you can get this. But be prepared to spend a few $100s in the restaurant.
And you pay more direct from them?
In the wine club is hard to get. You'll be on a wait list right now.
Oh, okay.
But if you get this in a restaurant and you see it being ridiculously expensive, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and order it.
Just
buy
it.
Have them decant it for you. Make sure your sommelier decants this wine. Order it order something else to have with the apps. By the time the entree comes out, this wine will barely be ready. This wine is stunning. Oh my God. Currants, graphite, You said, what did you
talk
say?
To the microphone, oh, not
sorry.
The wine.
I'm talking the wine is the mic.
Knucklehead.
Mm. Just absolutely intense. I got baked black cherries. I got that dark chocolate. It the mouthfeel is, I was going on about the mouthfeel of the previous wine. This wine puts it to shame. And again, intense, long finish. Bob, well, what do you think?
Well, the last Catherine Hall we did was the 2019. We gave that 5 sips. So yeah. It's not surprising this one is good, but I swear this one's better than the 2019. Mm-hmm. Again, I think 21 was a great year for both of these wineries. It's so full. It's so well integrated. The tannins are just huge, but not overpowering. It's just, it's so well done. Dark fruits, dry stone, graphite on the nose, a little bit of black currant. It's just, I mean, I can't really think of anything I could do to possibly make this any better other than ship a case to Sip Suds and Smoke, Kara, Bob.
Or we could get it for free.
Yeah, I know. This is, again.
Be prepared to pay for this wine, but it's worth it.
You guys sat down as we got 3 from Hall, and you all went, well, it's Catherine Hall. Well, you know, that one's really going to be good, but Jesus, the other two as well. So, yeah, we're going to be giving the Catherine Hall Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon, you know, 2021 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No surprise.
Yeah. And you were talking about Alan Rickman, so.
No surprise.
These Californian wines. Oh, so good.
So. Yeah, great episode, and honestly, amazing showings for both Larkmead and Hall. I mean, they make great wines, but wow, 2021 really, really good.
What was a vintage you want to look at?
Yeah, well, thank you guys for joining me. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be in the basement.
And thank you, Harm.
Can I have the leftover wine, Bob?
No.
Damn you, Bob.
It's going to stay with me.
So good. Thanks for having me.
I have a gun and back off. Well, this is Made Mad Bob for Sip Suds and Smokes. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine, and good Lord, we didn't have to do that today. So congratulations to the folks at both Hall and Larkmead for really knocking it out of the park on this episode, guys.
This vintage was great.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a one-tan hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Waiting, anticipating, all the precious building. Kinda got the feeling like I've got a new lease on the life I'm leading. Where I just abandon everything I'm feeling. And as it gets darker, I don't have to see it. I can close the curtains, choose not to believe it. Everybody's laughing, we're having such a good time. Everybody's dancing, we don't read the headlines. Cause the world is slowly burning. I can't help this earthly yearning. Throw your hands up on my body for the chance to just feel something good coming. Oh, I'm driving down the highway crying. Hear the collective sigh of people passing by me. We all want a new start to find a new beginning. Gotta medicate you, make our lives worth living. So I wipe my tears and look into the mirror, blow myself a kiss and say the end draws nearer. Cause the world is slowly burning. I can't help this earthly yearning. Throw your hands up on my body
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It took me a while to let it sink in. The way that you never say what you're really thinking.
Turn the TV on, but the thoughts won't stop. So I rip out the cord, but I just can't turn them off. Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Hey,